So this, in a way, the center is kind of centralizing that mentoring process that you were talking about earlier, where, you know, informally or to an extent formally on deck, there's the mentoring process, but this place kind of bringing that into one building and centralizing it.
It does. It instills that knowledge, that expectation. It really sets an expectation for our mariners to really have a better understanding of why they do what they do out there and what they should be doing out there. We review the rules of the road constantly and proper application, which has created a much safer environment out there. It's reduced the incident rates out on the river because they do communicate better. Your situation awareness that we instruct at Seaman's Church, I think that opens their eyes and keeps them focused. They know that they can't be distracted. They know that they have to avoid certain things, the tripfalls or the pitfalls that you might call them, to really manage their watch. And how important it is to have a good watch change protocol, as we call it, an interaction when you're changing watches, one pilot's relieving another, in order to be that proper lookout. You have to know what the other person knew, who's around you, what's happening, the condition of the vessel, the tow, other vessels in the area.
Right.
It's so important, and that's part of that communication process that's being taught here at Seaman's Church, that it's reinforced every time they come here.
Mm-hmm.
We look at case studies, and we review them to learn from the lessons learned from those particular incidents so they don't happen again. We pick them apart. We look at the rules that were followed, the rules that weren't followed, why that may have happened,
right,
and how can we ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the training here has evolved as well. We're getting better every day. Every time we develop a new phase, as I call them, we're in phase 11. Currently, from 97 to today, 2014, I think what we've done over the years, we've looked at spills, we've looked at fires, we've looked at terrorist attacks, we've looked at anything you can think of just about and how to manage that. Now, are you going to be able to teach every little scenario? No. But if you learn the basics, you will be better prepared to address whatever situation might come up.